Bible says that that is what this angel's voice sounded like as he called out, as he proclaims like a lion with a loud voice. And when he called out, the seven thunders sounded. When I read that and I think about proclaiming the message of God, that is this being's purpose in creation, is to proclaim the message of God. I think about you and I, because you and I were born again, not just to enjoy the goodness and the graces of God. You and I were saved unto God in order to proclaim the message of God to the world. And when we proclaim the message of God to the world, it ought to be done like this angel does it. It ought to be like a lion would proclaim. It ought to be a roar. It ought not be a whimper. If people are going to hear us preach, may they hear us roaring at the top of our lungs, not whimpering in cowardice. This angel is full of boldness and of certainty. He knows the trustworthiness of God, and so he proclaims it. He calls out with a loud voice like a roaring lion. If they reject the gospel, if the world rejects the gospel, may it not be because they didn't hear it. May it be because they heard it in fullness. They heard it preached with boldness. They heard it preached with certainty, just like the angels of God declare with their voices. There's no whimpering here. There's no cowardice here. There is utter assuredness, utter boldness in this angel's proclamation. It's an incredible result when this mighty angel calls out with a voice like a lion, a loud voice like a lion. It says, when he called out, krazo, when he cried out, that's the same kind of cry and loud scream of anguish that Jesus cried out with as he looked over Jerusalem and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that stones the prophets and those who are sent to it. When he called out, the seven thunders sounded. So many sermons, they fall flat on the ground, don't they? Very rarely, it seems, do you hear a sermon in this world, whether you turn on the TV or turn on the radio, and you hear that sermon and you say, that sounded forth and thundered with the truth of God. No, what happens is that sound does not reverberate in your car. It doesn't sound forth in your ear, and it definitely doesn't ring in your heart. That sound turns off as soon as you turn the knob off. And I think that's because preachers have gotten into a bad habit of not proclaiming the truth of God with boldness and with certainty, proclaiming it as though it was the final time they had an opportunity to proclaim it, the final sermon they had to proclaim. And I think the same thing goes for the way that we sing worship, for the way that we talk to one another. Would you sing a worship song as though it were the last song you were to ever sing? Would you have that conversation with a coworker as though you knew that was the last conversation you would ever have? If we lived and believed with that kind of intensity, our voices would roar like lions instead of being so easily forgotten as if a pin dropped.